Let of the Guinness Service Bay sing number 133. Within thy temple, Lord, we think a mercy's best. Let earth all praise accord, long as thy name shall last. The righteous judgment of her king, let Zion and her daughters sing. Number 133. We read to you from God's holy word, the prophet Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, the first part, Jeremiah 17. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart, and upon the horns of your altars. Whilst their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills, O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil and the high places from sin throughout all thy borders. And thou even thyself shall discontinue from thine inheritance that I gave her thee. And I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in men, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath of in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the passion places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. As a party citizen on aches and hateth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I desired the woeful day, thou knowest. That which came out of my lips was right before thee. Be not a terror unto me, thou art my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me, but let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the day of evil, and destroy them with double destruction. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, it is in the evening of this separate day that in the way of thy providence, in thy mercy, and in thy loving kindness, thy hand brought us together in this house of worship. Lord, remember all of us. It can be the last Thanksgiving day in our life that we have the privilege to come up under thy word and testimony, where we don't know from one day in the other what is hanging above our head. Our life is in shadow and thought, and as David said once to Jonathan, between me and death is only a step. Lord, prepare us to meet thee in righteousness and in peace, and that when the day of death shall come, that that day shall be better for us than the day that we were born. delivered forever. From the body of sin, delivered out of all the struggles, out of all the grief and sorrows, and out of all the troubles of this life, which we have brought upon us by our own sin, in our covenant had Adam, original, but also daily sins with words, thoughts, and deeds. And we have all to experience in our life what we have sowed, that shall we reap. We have heard it out of thy holy word. But between our grave and our grave, that we come to the right knowledge of thee, O Lord, and to the right knowledge of our sins, and that godly sorrow was given to young and old, great and small, and that we fly by faith through that blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that washes and cleanses from all our sin. Lord, remember us in this evening of this day. Let it be a blessing for many. Could it be for all of us? There is no worthiness in us at all. If thou cast us away forever, we have to lay our hands upon our mouth. We have to say nothing. But view us in thy beloved Son, in whom thou art well pleased. And that also in this evening, sinners be converted, false grounds uncovered, but that thy poor people receive an undeserved and necessary blessing for the soul traveling to eternity. Lord, lead them not over to the self, but visit in love and in faith that heathen's cap. He was not worthy that Christ would come under his roof. Therefore he was walking to Christ and meet him on the road. And then he said, Lord, speak only one word, and thy servant shall be healed. There is nothing too wonderful for thee. And that one word that shall have more value than thousands and thousands of worlds, because 'tis all emptiness, what there is in this world without Christ. Remember us together with all the sick and afflicted, also with that father that we have not visited in this evening in the hospital. Thou knowest his weakness, and thou knowest his fear and trembling, where, if it is ever possible, that another operation is waiting for him. Oh Lord, take him not away, if it can please thee, but remember him in mercy, and give for his own soul what he stand in need of to meet his Maker in righteousness and in peace. Widows, orphans, and widowers, we commend them all at thy throne, with all those that in bereavement and sorrow amongst us, our boys in the different countries and camps and in Vietnam, that thy eyes were open over them in mercy. Lord, thou knowest the dangers, and thou knowest also the temptations As we have heard out of reports, the last days from some that is preaching and instructing there. Oh Lord, thou art the only one who can protect them and who can bring them back to the dear ones. But to be brought back to the Lord, that is the main thing. That is forever and ever, in that way that is opened in Christ Jesus. Remember all thy servants over the length and breadth of the earth, also him who is still in the land of living, but unable to preach, and becoming weaker and weaker all the time. Help also us in this evening. Give light from above to speak some edifying words, and give us also light in that call that came to us, where also out of that other congregation the need is so great without a minister. But thou knowest also the circumstances in our midst, however we have served with them for so many years. But make thy way known unto us, and give no prayers and supplications at thy throne of grace. Lord, remember the families in all the difficulties, in all the troubles, and in all that we have to live through, oh, that we may lean upon thee. May us not be ashamed, but remember us in mercy and in compassion. Hezekiah, as we have heard in this morning, he had left his boy in sin and iniquity, and later on, what a great beast that he became. But at the end, then thou hast comforted him, and he had met that boy in heaven. Oh Lord, thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. Remember us and our children. Plant thy fear in their heart. Perform wonders and miracles. Remember those that rule over us, and give us all grace to bow under the majesty and authority of thy divine word and testimony, with the pardoning and remission of our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 390. Your offering will now be taken. 390. Lord, hear me in distress. Regard my suppliant cry, and in thy faithfulness and righteousness reply. In judgment do not cause thy servant to be tried. Before thy holy laws no man is justified. Number 390. Beloved congregation, the majority of the people in our days is crying, peace, peace, where there is no peace. And you read in Jeremiah 8, we looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, troubles. And if you are listening very sharp to many people, then there is much agony. There is much worry in regard to the future. And that is, of course, not without reason. You can understand it when you are following in the paper from day to day the international condition of the world and what goes on also in our own country. It is not imaginary, no, but there are many reasons that we tremble and that fear filled our hearts. We have forsaken the Lord, and we have refused to listen to what the Lord said in His word and in His testimony. And what can we expect if we see before our eyes nothing else than a multiplying of iniquities? One kingdom and one nation is standing towards the other. Even Russia and China, however that they have the same spirit, but still you can realize they do not trust one another. And one, as well as the other, is looking for the downfall of each and every one. Think about our president, not only that he will make a trip to China, but even it is already announced that he always also will make a trip to Russia. Instead to bow before the Lord, instead to acknowledge Him in all our ways, they will shake hands with Antichrist and with those that absolutely are enemies of God and of His word and testimony. The Church of Rome goes downward. de jus. All the power that they have, also here in our country, to have the upper hand. But the last tidings that were in some church papers said to us that they have also to consider the closing of different churches. In one city, they make a decision to build one church. The Catholic, the Reformed, and the Christian Reformed, that is in the Netherlands. But if you read what they are planning and what they have in their mind, it is not only that they will build some place for worship, but so that also there is an opportunity for all kind of feasts and activities. All clear proofs that the world comes to an end, and that the true church and the true religion, that it becomes very hard. If you think about Vietnam and Cambodia, the reporting that is given by some saplings who are laboring there, then one after the other, they say it is a hopeless case. In Vietnam, 40% of the boys is already ruined by the drugs. And a greater percent is living in such a way in regard to sex that one of those preachers wrote this week that it is really hopeless. There is no counsel or advice for them. The whole world is confused. And then that moving of that Jesus, that people that followed Jesus, as they say, in some of the church papers, there was some minister even, he thought it was not all wrong what they are doing. We have not to instruct them, but we have also to prove. Protect those boys, because their idea is not so wrong. And the purpose of that young people, we have to respect it. You cannot realize in what a condition that we are. We have still congregation amongst us, the truth. Soon, if the Lord not spared us some months, then it shall be 25 years that with all weakness and with all imperfections, you know it, but we have brought in your midst the eternal Word of God. And I have the assurance, by the grace of God, that I have not deceived you, but taught you the right way of salvation. We can do with it what we want, but one day the Lord shall require it from our hands, I hope. From the bottom of my heart, that it be to a blessing for many, for young and old, for great and small. What shall become of our generation? What shall become? No reverence, no fear, even no thoughts about death and eternity. And still, congregation, complaints upon complaints, what you hear in our days, but what kind of complaints? Only in general about the future, that the business go down, that the world becomes slower and slower, the taxes are higher. That is in general the complaints. But now to complain about the cause of it, about the cause. We have sinned, and our fathers have sinned, and that become a burden unto us. Congregation, that is what is so necessary. And in this last sermon of this Thanksgiving Day, I ask your attention for that. My text for this evening is by the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 17, the first verse. Jeremiah 17, verse 1. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. Dus far. The sin of Judah, written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. That is the first part of my text for this evening. And when you ask me, why is the Lord starting in such a manner? Then the answer is very easy. Because in the days of Jeremiah, you can find that in the 16th chapter, verse 10, then they ask, what is our iniquity? And what is our sin? What have we done? What is the reason that the prophet Jeremiah, that he said that it is so bad, and that the future is so dark? The sin of Judah. What was the sin of Judah? You find that explained, of course, in this chapter 2. In verse 3, there the Lord, he said, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. That means they were serving the idols of strange gods. In another place by the prophet Jeremiah, then the Lord, he said, did you ever hear that a nation forsake their God? But you have done it. They took the idols of strange gods, and they were bowing down before it. And that was not the only thing, but they were dishonest also in their business. The fear of the Lord was not in their heart. And it was even so far gone out of their conscience that they have no more idea that they did wrong. No more idea at all. This day you can well realize how far that people was gone. They were living in ways that they were transgressing the commandments of the Lord day after day. And they have no knowledge about it. They were even not satisfied with themselves. And the blindness that was so great that when the prophet Jeremiah was speaking about the coming judgments of the Lord, that they really thought, do we deserve the judgments of the Lord? Is that now right? That he come and that he will visit us with the wrath of his anger and wrath. An awful condition, people. But the same as that it is in the days in which we are living. There is such a blindness and an hardening of hearts that they have no idea what they are doing. If you read the history of the Pilgrim Fathers who came here in 1602, and how they have lived there in Plymouth. What a burden that lay upon their shoulders. What a people that had died, but still, there was amongst that people an acknowledging of the Lord. They brought their Bible with them out of Germany, out of the Netherlands, out of England. They brought even with them their ministers, sometimes 40 families, but they had their minister with them. Because they want not to live without the Bible and without ordinances of the Lord. And upon that foundation is our country built. They have also, in that last proclamation from Nixon, from our president, they have confessed it. Maybe you have read it. That upon that foundation that the word of God is the truth, and that only in serving the Lord that we can expect the blessings of the Lord, as you find it already in the days of Moses, because there he had declared it already, what is waiting for us when we walk in the right ways of the Lord, and also when we forsake the name of our God. Dus het is not a strange thing. And the prophets in the Old Testament, they have time and again announced it and preached it unto them. Isaiah, he was preaching for 60 years, that man. 60. And those other prophets, they have also spent the time by day and by night. Jeremiah said in one place that he was early out of his bed already. And as a shepherd, he was behind the flock to warn them and to say unto them what the right way was to walk therein. But now they were so deep sinken into sin and iniquity that they have no idea what sin was. They were so bold that they say, what is our iniquity and what is our sin? So, there is, of course, you know that congregation, there is no greater judgment that the Lord can bring over us than that we harden our heart and that our conscience is no more speaking. As long as our conscience is speaking, then we can be comforted. But if that is silent, then it is dumb. Really, then it is dumb. There are in our days many, many for whom it is dumb. One minister wrote once in a sermon that there are cities and villages where the Lord never comes. And if you think about our country, oh, then you must say, there are still the places where the Lord is come with his word. And that other, the same minister, it was mighty health, the same minister, he said in another sermon, how do you know that the Lord is not far from us? That the Lord is amongst us? And then he answered that question by saying, when in the city where you are living, when in the village where you are living, when in the street where you are living, or in the house where you stay, that the Lord comforts sins. Grand Rapids, Grand Rapids. Where do we hear? You think about your own city in Grand Rapids. How many that there were 70, 80 years ago, 60 years and 50 years. There are so many of that people laying on the different cemeteries that had given clear testimony of the fear of the Lord and of the grace of the Lord that was in their heart. And where do we find them in our days? There is growing up a generation now that know about nothing of the work of the Lord. I told the congregation this afternoon one thing I will repeated this evening to you too. When I start to preach, one evening I was in a village, or I came in a village to preach there, and then an old elder, where I was always home, a converted man, he said, after the service this evening, then we go to a feast. I thought, a feast? Maybe some of the parents are married 30 years or 25 that we have to visit them a while. But that was not so. No. We went to that place where that man, where that house was. Then there lay a man dying, 70 years old. And then I have him placed by his deathbed there. And then that man that started to talk, he said, the Lord broke open my mouth. And he gave me freedom to speak about what the Lord has done to my soul. And that house could almost not help the people that came to listen there. And he was not living after that 3 weeks, that man. And later on I heard that there was in those 3 weeks well 600 people and more that visited that man to listen to what the Lord has done to his soul. And with what freedom and liberty that man was leaving the world. But now our boys and our girls, what is it now? And that is an accusation towards us people, towards us. The greatest fault that lay with the church, where it is in such a dark position and condition, so dark, that even that there is no little grace, that the mouth is so shut, and that they hear so little about the ways of the Lord. And now that text that said the sin of Judah is written, the sin of Judah, they did not realize that they have sinned. And that they have sinned against the highest majesty of the Lord. But the Lord, he declares here in that text, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. And with the point of a diamond. So deep is it written before the Lord, before the country and the nations, what they have done. And you know what we are writing down on paper? Oh, that can easily be destroyed. That's not so bad. You can even cast it in the fire, that it burned up and that there is nothing left of it. But what is written with a pen of iron, with the point of a diamond, that is for years and for years. It has even happened 50 years ago, that they found in Palestine tables of stone out of the days of the king Ahab. Some professors found it. And then they have washed those stones and cleaned those stones. And then finally there were some people that could explain what was written there. And that was out of the days of Ahab. And where now the Lord said here in his word that the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and at the point of a diamond. That means that it is before the Lord. And that means that the Lord shall come back to it. It is graven upon the table of their heart, because we cannot forget it. No, we can well try to forget it. We can well try to live over it. But the sin that is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond, and if it now come back as that it come back with the brothers of Joseph in Egypt, that Judah said one day after so many years, the Lord had found iniquity, what we have done against our brother Joseph. Oh, that is not so bad, people, because then is the blood that washes and that cleanses from all sin, because our sins are never too great to be forgiven. You read in 1 John 1:7, that the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that washes and cleanses from all our sins. But it goes farther. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with a point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart, this insight, not outwardly, no, but inwardly about the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altar. The horns of your altar, what means that? That is this congregation. They have in Jerusalem altars in the temple. But they have used them to the serving of the idols. And now, spiritually, then it means that the Lord not forget the sin where we have committed it. The people of Judah that had committed the sin upon the horns of their altar, because they used those altars to serve their idols. And that means spiritually that now upon all the places where he has sinned before the Lord, that one day come back, it cannot be different. Therefore, the Lord, he would persuade that people, remind that people of all those places, as it was in the days of Jeroboam, Dan and Bethel, where they have served those idols on all those mountains. And now the Lord, he said, upon the horns of your altar, they followed the service of the Lord, because it was always used, and it was a custom that they sprinkled blood upon the horns of the altar. Joab in his old age, then he was flying to the horns of that altar, and he thought, then I have the blood upon my hands, that shall spare me and prolong my life. But the king Solomon, he said, no, take him from the horns of the altar and kill him. Fall upon him that he died. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. And of course, Forsaken the Lord. Bowing and serving the idols. No acknowledgement of the Lord. That was awful. And Jeremiah would say to that people, the time is soon coming, and then you shall realize that the Lord pay you out for your sins. You shall not stay in your own country, but Nebuchadnezzar shall come and he shall bring you in captivity for so many years. They shall rob everything what you have in the country. There shall be not one piece that is more your own. There shall be a coming a poverty in the country. That it shall awful. One judgment shall come upon the other. They did not believe it, but it came. The United States do not believe that the judgments of the Lord are coming upon us. There is no word that they talk about the people. No. Where do you find a governor that speaks about the sin of the nation? Where do you find one? Our poor president, he is never speaking about that. The poor man, he is accompanied and he is looking for the company of those that do believe in nothing. They have not some service in the White House, but you can well see it on the pictures in the paper. What an awful business that it is. What an awful business. And what proud that they are with an archbishop of the Roman Church and of those from a congregational and Unitarians that believe in nothing and that deny the triune God. It is an awful condition, people. And the nomination that is made again for the Supreme Court, the two names that are mentioned, oh, tis all people that have no respect for God and for his word and for his testimony. But still, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. With the point of a diamond. And one day then the Lord he comes back to it. And it is well an awful thing that even a man that had also no respect for God and for his word, but that he prophesied that over 2-3 years that another nation that they shall take over the government from the United States, and maybe it takes no more 2 years. It takes maybe no more a year. And that another nation come here, and that they take everything over. Oh, there are such dark clouds hanging upon our country, people. That it still is what it is. There is nog 10 righteous people in this country. As in Sodom and in Gomorrah, there is nog some. And for the prayers of that people, for the prayers of that people congregation, the Lord had still not allowed that another country stepped in here. But the long-suffering and the patience of the Lord, that is not everlasting. No. There comes an end to it. And if it shall come to an end, people, what shall it then be terrible? all our boys and our girls, our boys and our girls, our poor grandchildren, you can well look to them with bitterness in your heart and say, what shall they see when they grow up? What shall they have? What shall they have? Oh, there is only one way, people. And that is that we humble ourselves before the Lord. And that we come in the dust. But if the Lord not permit his people to come to that place, that is a proof that the Lord goes through. And that it is determined by the Lord. Oh, that it was so bound upon our heart, people, and upon the hearts of God's people in general, that we may cry to the Lord as we sing now out of 204, how long, O God, shall blasphemy and shame reproach our land? Why dost thou not destroy thy foes with thy almighty hand? Number 205, the seventh stanza. And now, congregation, the people in Judah, they said, what is our iniquity and what is our sin? But the Lord answered that question. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. And now, personally for us, congregation, it is so necessary that we come to the knowledge of our sin. That the Lord himself, that he convinced us and that he reproved us of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And that is a personal matter and question for each and every one. That we realize our condition. We are born in sin and conceived in iniquity. And our sin that is written with a pen of iron. So many people that will not deny that they are sinners. But in our days then they say we have accepted Christ and we are so happy. And now we have no more to do with our sins. Every time we go to the Lord's Supper and on everything that is out of the way. And when death comes, we enter into heaven. But it is not so. No. But our catechism teaches us And had taught us how many things are necessary to live in comfort and to die in peace. And the first thing that is only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast sinned against the Lord. And now, not congregation, that we have fear and that we tremble for the results of our sin, but for the character of sin, that we have sinned against the highest majesty. That there comes a time in our life that it is as with David, against thee I have sinned, and have done what is evil in thy holy sight. And when the Lord later on convinced him after that he had numbered that people, while he was warned even by Joab, by his cousin, but he go through. But when the prophet came later on, and then he said, now you can make the choice, three things. Famine, war of pestilence. And then his answer that was, let me fall in the hands of the Lord, because his mercy that is great. And then in one day, when that angel go through the country, 70,000 people died. 70 people. And he would go 3 days. But the first day already, then David said, I have sinned. What have those people done, the poor people? And then the Lord said to that angel, stop, stop. When one man lay in the dust there, and lay on the ground, one man. So merciful and so gracious is the Lord. Oh, I give you in this evening the assurance in the name of the Lord who hath sent me amongst you. If we bow before him in truth and uprightness, then the Lord shall not step upon us. But the Lord, he shall show his mercy and his grace. And now that sin that is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond, said the Bible. But there is only one way that it shall be, can be forgiven. And that is when that blood of Christ is sprinkled upon our filthy conscience and guilty conscience. And why? Because Christ, he came in this world and he was made to sin for his people. He died on the cross of Calvary for the greatest of sins. And now that blood, and through that blood, I shall no more remember your sins, but that he cast them behind his back in the sea of forgetfulness. That Simon, you know, he cursed David. He took the dust from the ground, and then he go on and cursing David. And the sons of Zeruiah, he said, let us take the head of that enemy. But David said, maybe the Lord said, curse him. But you know what his end was? Yeah. And I have always heard from my dad. He is, of course, in so many years dead. I think of 35 about. But there was once a man in that place. And that man that have sinned terrible. But after so many years, after 11 years, then the Lord forgive that many sin. And then there was one man up that in that village. He meet him on the street. And then he spoke to that man and he said, how have you courage to lift up your head? That man, he said, man, the Lord cast my sins away in the sea of forgetfulness. And that man that dropped dead on the street, dead. So take the Lord care for his people, if it is in truth and uprightness. And that only way wherein our sins can be forgiven, that is also preached this evening to you. Because we have to preach law and gospel. And now the last word in this Thanksgiving day, there shall not be a word of cursing and condemnation, but seek the Lord while he is to be found. Call upon him while he is near, that the wicked forsake his ways, and unrighteous man his thoughts, that he convert himself and he turn to the Lord, and he shall find mercy in the sight of the Lord, young and old, great and small, that sin became sin. But that it brings us to that fount that is opened for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and that we are privileged to say, I believe the forgiveness of sin. Amen. Lord, bless the few words spoken in this day and in this evening for young and old, great and small, that it never shall testify against us in the day of days, but that it be to our eternal welfare and salvation. Remember the congregation also in the next Sabbath day, where we have to serve another church also, in the day of tomorrow, O Lord, bring us safely to that place and give the congregation, young and old, desire to place himself under the word of God, and that thy word be in power of thee unto salvation, a lamp for our feet and a light upon our paths. Remember our school and the teachers. Remember the families in all the difficulties, in all the sorrow and in all the affliction. Look upon each and every one. After the multitude of thy mercies, remember the country with all those that rule over us. Oh, that there came a breaking with sin, a returning to the law and to the testimony. Remember our consistory and bring us safely back if it can be in the next week. And give us all that we stand in need of, that we are bound at thy throne, and that we ask for the forgiveness of our sins, and that we are boasting in the forgiveness of the same, and that when the day of death shall come, that we shall meet thee in righteousness and in peace. O Lord, remember us going back to our homes. Strengthen and sustain. Remember us and our children in all the difficulties. Fill our heart with the fear of thy holy name, and that for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now together, broken humble to the dust, by thy wrath and judgment just. While we arise from our seats, that is, instead of the doxology this evening, let my contrite heart rejoice, and in gladness hear thy voice. From my sins, O hide thy face, the blood am out in boundless grace. 140, the last stanza. The man where I prayed for today, that was for Rosendahl, Harry Rosendahl, was operated Tuesday in heavy operation. He is still in intensive care and there is another operation waiting for him. The Lord remember him and all of us in mercy, without children for time and for eternity. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. Amen.